This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The Kansas Garden Guide has undergone a major makeover to better reflect the needs and experiences of a wide range of Kansas gardeners, especially new gardeners. Rebecca McMahon, administrator of Kansas State University's Local Food Systems Program, says the guide needed to be updated to reflect changes in practices as well as the way people think about and approach gardening. Rebecca, first off, maybe just some background on how this updated version came about.
The Kansas Garden Guide has been around for a long, long time. As with many things, every so often they need a little bit of a refresher and an update and some changes to better reflect the needs of the gardeners that are using the guide. And so it had been a little bit over 10 years since the Garden Guide had been updated. And so that is what we were hoping to do, is go back in and give the whole thing a refresh and an update from the previous version.
And from that earliest 20-page book, we're now up into the hundreds.
Yes, yes. We're now just sitting at a hair over 200 pages. You know, depends how you count, if you count the cover and stuff like that. But yeah, we're sitting at about 200 pages.
You've got people from entomology, plant pathology, and even a food safety specialist.
Exactly. So again, a lot of the content of the guide was built on the work of previous extension horticulture specialists. And then the last couple edits of the guide have included information from entomology, plant pathology. And like you said, this year we added Dr. Londa Nwadike, the K-State food safety specialist, because people want their food to be safe and healthy. And so we wanted to make sure that our content regarding harvest and storage and cleaning and care of our produce was up to par as well.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are included in this edition. Maybe first off, some things that might be new that weren't included in some of the previous editions.
There's several new things. And of course, some of it's just update of the style and the content. Overall, theme-wise, I think one of the big changes is there's a lot more emphasis in this guide overall on options for folks with smaller gardens, like we often see in our more urban settings, or container or accessible gardens for folks that either don't have space or the physical ability to have a large traditional type of garden. So we have a lot more information for those different types of gardening situations that folks may find themselves in. And we've added a lot of content with new gardeners in mind. You know, that's one of the things that I really noticed when I started looking at older versions of the guide, is there was this assumption that people using the guide had grown up as gardeners, you know, that they'd grown up on a farm where they grew a lot of their own vegetables as just one of the things that the farm family did, and that they were talking to people who had just grown up around growing fruits and vegetables and had been doing it their whole lives. And what we see anymore is that many of our gardeners are not coming to it with that experience. You know, whether it was their parents that didn't grow up around a garden, or their grandparents or their great-grandparents, somewhere along the line, a generation or two generations didn't have that gardening experience. So we added quite a bit of content that helps folks that have maybe never had a garden or didn't have that experience of having a garden at another stage of their life, because it's just a different knowledge base. And so we needed to have information for those types of gardeners.
That's Rebecca McMahon, administrator of Kansas State University's Local Food Systems Program, with information on the newly updated Kansas Garden Guide. To order the guide, visit bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.